You're listening to SBS News.
In the early hours of Thursday morning, the results of the Democratic Republic of Congo's federal election, which took place on the 30th of December, were finally announced. The Central African Nations Electoral Commission President, Corné Nangaa, made the heavily anticipated announcement at 3 a.m. local time in a bid to avoid violent outbursts.
Proclaimed elected, provisionally, President of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mr. Takeshide Tshombo Felix.
The opposition UDPS party won the election and supporters warmly welcomed the results, many celebrating outside the Electoral Commission's headquarters in the capital, Kinshasa. One Kinshasa resident expressed his joy over finally having a change in presidency, with Joseph Kabila having ruled the DRC since 2001. He says the people of the republic are finally free.
This represents freedom, social freedom. We'll no longer suffer, we'll no longer worry about Kabila. We don't want Kabila anymore. We're happy, we're overjoyed.
The new elected president, Felix Tshisekedi, thanked the people of the republic for their support. Despite many of his supporters and much of the country being excited to see President Kabila finally removed from power, Mr. Tshisekedi paid homage to the former president and the work he did for the country during his 18 years in power.
First of all, I wish to thank God, the master of time and circumstances, who allowed for such an event which a few weeks ago was still unimaginable. That's why I follow it directly with, I know many of you find it hard to accept, but I say it with sincerity. I pay homage to President Joseph Kabila.
The election to find President Kabila's successor was meant to have occurred in 2016. It was postponed amid fears the long-term president would rig the election to ensure he maintained power. The election results came as a shock to many, and once again the DRC's Electoral Commission is being accused of incorrectly counting the votes. Last week, the Catholic Church reported opposition candidate Martin Fayulu was clearly in the election lead, but the Electoral Commission's results showed he came second. Mr. Fayulu has denounced the results and says the election was rigged by President Kabila to ensure he didn't become president.
Mieux que quiconque, vous savez que cette proclamation est le fou.
You know better than anyone that this proclamation is based on rigged, invented and fabricated results, built from scratch, from inside the obscure offices of the FCC. These results do not reflect the truth of the ballots. This is obviously an unacceptable electoral fraud of a nature that will provoke general chaos across the country.
France's Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian is also asking for clarity on the DRC's presidential election results. He says the results don't reflect the results of the Catholic Church of Congo's election tally. Suspicion of election tampering is casting a shadow over what was meant to be the Democratic Republic of Congo's first democratic transfer of power in 59 years of independence. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.